This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces have continued their assault on Ukraine, firing on suburbs around the capital of Kiev and other cities, even as the two countries held another round of diplomatic talks. The talks ended Monday without a breakthrough, but more negotiations are scheduled for Tuesday. The fighting is now in its third week. Thousands of soldiers and civilians have died, and the war has forced more than 2.8 million to flee Ukraine. Meanwhile, the White House is considering having U.S. President Joe Biden visit Europe amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
No decision's been made, but officials say the administration's weighing the possibility of having the president meet with European leaders face-to-face. One official says the White House is considering a stop at NATO's Brussels headquarters. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin's heading there this week to speak with fellow alliance defense ministers, which follows an extraordinary meeting of NATO nation foreign ministers earlier this month. Vice President Harris was in Poland and Romania last week, partly to reassure them and other Eastern flank nations about U.S. commitments to their protection. Sagar Magani at the White House.
An anti-war protester interrupted the main news program on Russia's state TV Channel 1 on Monday, holding up a sign behind the studio presenter with slogans denouncing the war in Ukraine.
Российский премьер подчеркнул, надо усилить сотрудничество в рамках союзного государства, а на совещании в правительстве обсуждали, как сохранить доступность.
She had a sign in English and Russian that read, "No war, stop the war, don't believe the propaganda, they are lying to you here." Channel 1 said it was undertaking an internal review of the incident, according to TASS News Agency. This is VOA News. Ukraine called on Europe's top human rights body on Monday to expel Russia. For VOA, Lisa Bryant has more from Paris.
Speaking by video link, Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal urged lawmakers from the 46-member Council of Europe to kick out Moscow, describing the human suffering from Russia's invasion of Ukraine and warning of more to come. Shmyhal called on the Council's Parliamentary Assembly to immediately oust Russia from the body. Those who support an unprovoked and unjustified aggression cannot stay within the European family, he said, where human life is the highest value. The Prime Minister earned strong applause from the Council, which is separate from the European Union. Based in Strasbourg, France, Europe's top human rights watchdog has already suspended Russia's right of representation. Moscow appeared to preempt further steps by saying last week it would no longer participate in the body, which it joined in 1996. Still, Council of Europe lawmakers are meeting in a special session to consider further steps, including formally terminating Russia's membership, which would be a first in the organization's seven-decade history. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Britain's top court has refused WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's permission to appeal against the decision to extradite him to the U.S. to face spying charges. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Britain's Supreme Court said it refused Julian Assange's case because it didn't raise an arguable point of law. Assange has sought for years to avoid a trial in the U.S. He faces charges related to WikiLeaks' publication of a huge trove of classified documents more than a decade ago. A lower court in December had initially rejected a U.S. extradition request on the ground that Assange was likely to kill himself if held under harsh U.S. prison conditions. The U.S. later provided assurances that the WikiLeaks founder wouldn't face severe treatment. Assange's U.S.-based lawyer called the ruling disappointing. He said Assange is being prosecuted for releasing truthful and newsworthy information. I'm Norman Hall.
Peru on Monday restarted in-school classes for the first time in 2 years after they were suspended due to the coronavirus pandemic. Some 4.2 million children in the public system and 3 million children taught in private institutions are progressively returning to their classes. The education ministry said on Twitter, children had not attended school since March 16, 2020. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.